Israel's prime minister gave a cool reception to U.S. President Barack Obama's Mideast policy speech, which was delivered on Thursday, and called for the 1967 Israeli borders to be the basis of any peace agreement. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said a complete withdrawal from the West Bank would leave Israel vulnerable to attack. His remarks came just before he departed for Washington, where he will be meeting with the U.S. leader later on Friday. Middle East expert Franciscan Father David Maria Yeager told Charles Collins he hopes the meetings will help lay a groundwork to a lasting peace.
Well, really, there is nothing new or special about the president's reference. This is simply what this is all about territorially. In the words used by then U.S. President George W. Bush, territorially, the peace agreement is about, in his precise words, ending the occupation that began in 1967. Since 1967, Israel has been administering those territories in the international law capacity of a belligerent occupant. The belligerent occupant administers occupied territories pending a peace treaty. Upon the conclusion of a peace treaty, the occupying power withdraws. This is in accord also with the UN Charter that excludes the acquisition of territory by force. Now, the president did mention the option of agreed land swaps as a possibility within a peace treaty, but again, this has been around, as the teenagers say today, like forever, and is not a novelty. In sum, the president has all the president has done is re-propose, state once more the consistent position of the U.S. under every administration of either party, though he has done so now with particular reference to the rapidly shifting regional context in the Middle East, to which most of his speech was in fact addressed, with its inspiring call for support to all people's aspirations to freedom.
Now, the speech was made, as we said earlier, on the eve of the visit by the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the United States. What are your hopes for this trip?
One can't say that one hopes for a particular visit at any time, but one hopes that this visit with its meetings, like others, will advance the goal that is on everyone's mind, namely a peace treaty between Israel and Palestine with its promise of security and prosperity to both sides, and to be complemented and made fully possible legally by a distinct resolution of the question of Jerusalem along the lines advocated consistently by the Holy See, namely an internationally guaranteed special statute for Jerusalem. Yes, one hopes that these few days will help advance this goal and that the conversations between the president and the and his administration and the Congress and the Prime Minister will make a contribution, because as everyone has now seen, in the Middle East the ground is shifting. And the status quo is not an option, whether it should be or not. I think everyone agrees on that, and they all have simply to devise the ways of getting from here to there.